It was a recount of sorrowful memories, grief and anguish, as family members and friends of the deceased members of the National Youth Service Corps, NYSC, gathered to remember them. The Youth Corps members were killed during the violence that erupted after the result declaration of the presidential election in April last year. Mrs. Adegoke, with a voice laden with grief, explained the loss and pain the families of the affected Corps members had undergone since their demise.
This boy that died was supposed to be the second graduate in my family. I'm the only one unemployed.
Another member of the victim's family, Pastor Ike Onwura, bemoaned that the Corps members, after completing their studies from their various higher institutions, were posted to the north to serve the nation, but were cut down in their prime. Mr. Onwura called on the federal government to restructure the posting of Corps members, since their safety can no longer be guaranteed in some parts of the country.
The state of security in the north is not encouraging, and young graduates are still being deployed to serve there. Let Abdullahi serve in Kano State. Let Tamala serve in River State. Obeyemi should go to Oyo State and serve. And Chukwuma should go to Ebonyi State or Imo State and serve.
According to another family member, the promises made by President Goodluck Jonathan that some family members of the slain Corps members would be employed has not yet been fulfilled.
We had a lot of promises from the government. The employment is not working out. That the government came and also talked about demobilization. Today, nothing happened.
The representative of the family, Mr. Okri, he wrote a letter to the federal government through the NYSC. Nothing has been done.
A human rights activist, Comrade Debo Adeniro, said desperation on the part of corrupt politicians led to the untimely death of the Youth Corps members because they refused to allow the underage from voting during the election. Comrade Adeniro called on Nigerians to stand for the change the Corps members believed and died for. I am Tina Armstrong.